Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
The fact that we have this great military and equipment, however, does not mean we have to use it. We do not want to use it. American strength, both military and economic, is the best deterrent.
Yesterday at the White House, President Donald Trump addressed the Iranian missile strike on two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops, which the U.S. knew about in advance due to early warning systems.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world. No American or Iraqi lives were lost.
In fact, the U.S. stood down, deciding not to retaliate again militarily to Iran's reprisal for the killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani, often called Iran's second most important leader.
To the people and leaders of Iran, we want you to have a future and a great future, one that you deserve.
Despite sounding conciliatory, Trump promised to make economic sanctions even more severe. The timing of Trump's decision, while facing an impeachment trial in the Senate, has been questioned, as concrete evidence of imminent attacks has not been forthcoming. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren echoed many presidential contenders.
My heart and my prayers are with our military and with their families in Iraq and all around the world. But this is a reminder why we need to de-escalate tension in the Middle East.
Trump's Republican primary challengers aren't satisfied either. Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh tweeted, quote, "I'm reminded of the same place we've always been in with him. We can't believe anything this president says." And here's former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld at a coffee shop in Nevada, Iowa.
We're sort of on the brink of a very ugly confrontation with Iran, with military overtones. And I think a lot of this happens because Mr. Trump, he's an isolationist. He makes no bones about it. That's essentially what Make America Great Again, America First means.
Weld outlined part of his own vision for U.S. foreign policy.
Arthur Vandenberg from Michigan was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He famously said politics stops at the water's edge, which it did. People weren't trying to score political points on foreign policy and made the U.S. stronger.
A small group showed up to talk to Weld, reflecting a mixture of political views Weld hopes to represent. The former Republican governor of a traditionally blue state, Weld says there's a disconnect between the Republican Party standing firmly behind President Trump and other conservative-leaning independents he meets on the campaign trail.
When I'm out there marching in the parades, which nobody else is doing, by the way, people run into the street and clap me on the back, hug my arm, and say, "Can you get him out of there?" The country really is exhausted.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.